Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. After the killing of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer back in May, there have been an emergence of local activist groups in and around Milwaukee. They're working towards raising awareness around racism and fighting for racial equity. This week, Lake Effect is highlighting emerging activist groups in southeastern Wisconsin. The first group in the series is Ozaukee Youth United, founded by two soon-to-be high school seniors at Grafton High School. Natalie Peters and Nathan Baker spoke with WUWM's Angelina Moshe Salazar about the mission of their student-led organization.
Ozaukee Youth United's mission is to provide a space to aid student activists throughout the community in whatever issue they choose to concern themselves with and help them band together to magnify their efforts, whether that be environmental, mental health issues, civil rights.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit because no one's just like sitting in their living room, you know, playing video games and is like, oh yeah, I'm going to start this youth organization. So I want to get into your heads a little bit as to like, what was the genesis of the idea to form this organization?
It originally came up when we saw everything happening on the news with the protests and George Floyd and everything going on there. And I actually mentioned to Nathan that I felt like I wanted to do more and I felt like there wasn't much that I could do. So we wanted to have something that we could do. And he actually came up with the idea to have an event where we talk about racial injustice. And so we kind of formed this group as a way for youth in our community to have somewhere where they can be involved and be active in our community.
I think the feeling of impotence or the feeling that you can't really affect change in the way that you want to is common, but especially among young people. I know both of you are about to be seniors. Neither of you can vote yet. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
So I feel like that is a sentiment that is felt even more acutely among young people. And so I'm curious, Nathan, to know why it is that you said, okay, Natalie, I hear you saying that you want to do more. So let's start a group.
The group actually spawned out of an event that we had started planning. And so that was the original idea, was just with searching COVID cases, we didn't know if we would be able to safely participate in some of the major protests, whether those were, you know, in our community or in Milwaukee. And so we kind of just got to brainstorming. And the event that we ended up planning was a public discussion on systemic racism that was panel aided and audience could ask questions at the end. And in promoting that, we then kind of brought together Ozaukee Youth United as a central place to promote the event. And in as that kind of progressed, we decided that we don't just want this to be, you know, a one-time place where we're going to post about our event. We want to create this as an actual group. And so that's kind of where that idea spawned from.
So it was a little over a month ago that both of you founded Ozaukee Youth United. And I'm curious, what has happened during that time?
Yeah, so mostly we've been focusing on planning that event. But as we've been doing that, we've also reached out to a couple of local high school students, and they've reached out to us showing interest in the group. So we have some from some other local schools, high schools around the area, as well as some from our own school that are helping us with the event, whether it be volunteering at it or just promoting it for us. So we're hoping that kind of as the word spreads and after we kind of advocate for more work that students are doing, that we kind of get a bigger following and more people are interested in joining.
Now I want to turn to Ozaukee more broadly and describe to me, what's Ozaukee County like?
So Ozaukee County is comprised of a lot of smaller towns. I think the largest town or village is Mequon, which is still only about 23,000 people. So it's you know, it's only maybe a 40-minute drive, half an hour drive from Milwaukee. So we're within the greater Milwaukee area, but it is very cut off in that it's a bunch of smaller towns. demographically not the most diverse area in the world. As far as presenting ideas, whether that be just discussing race or other issues that not addressed as much in kind of small town America, that is new in this area. And so kind of Ozaki, our group also just kind of functions to create kind of a discourse on stuff that otherwise wouldn't be talked about in this area.
That's something that I really want to ask you more about, because I think people might think that, you know, what they do know of Ozaki is that it's a mostly white, conservative-leaning area. And so people might say, well, why do you need a group, an advocacy group? Like, why do young people need to be worried about advocacy, focusing on racial inclusivity and equity and trying to raise awareness around that issue? So it's like, why do young kids in Ozaki County need to be talking about this?
Yeah, I think it's especially important for our community, because a lot of the older people in our community maybe aren't as aware of everything that's going on in the Milwaukee area. And because it's so easy to be so closed off in our small community. So I think as young people especially, we need to be aware of everything that's going on and kind of help spread that message and help make people in our community aware of it.
For people who have the belief and maybe are in Ozaki, maybe a young person in Ozaki is like, I don't really have black classmates, I don't have Latino friends, I am white and my friends are white, and I don't know why it's important for me to have conversations about race. It doesn't really affect me. Why do I need to think about and have conversations about race?
I think just as far as, you know, the rest of the United States doesn't necessarily look like Ozaki County looks. And so just being an informed citizen and being able to address race and other kind of variances that we don't really see as much in Ozaki County is just important, because, you know, a lot of graduating seniors will go off to college and it's going to look a lot different. And so they might write off talking about this sort of stuff. But, you know, they need to know that this isn't what the rest of the world might necessarily look like. It's important also from a standpoint of, even though Ozaki County isn't the most demographically diverse, there still are people of color here, so there still are issues that they face, and just writing off talking about it altogether is kind of refusing to acknowledge that there are people within our own community and community members who do face issues that, you know, we might not face. And so it's just about being kind of a good community member and a good citizen.
For young people who are growing up in Ozaki, do you have a message or a challenge to them if they're listening?
Yeah, just put yourself out there. Look at what's happening on social media, on the news, and kind of look into injustices not happening just in our local community, but on a national scale, and what you can do about it. And kind of educate yourself on these issues so you can treat people within your community with more trust and acceptance and give them the respect that they deserve as people. And I think that as long as you're trying and as long as you're trying to educate yourself, you're taking a step in the right direction.
I really liked what you said there, Natalie, about, you know, stepping up and kind of not being afraid to put yourself out there, because I think, again, when we talk about race, I think a lot of white people might feel that's not my place to say something, or this is not my issue. I don't need to be invested in this. So as two white kids from Ozaki County, what do you have to say to that?
Looking at kind of the community we come from, you there are definitely people who kind of adopt that perspective, and you just have to kind of, you need to put yourself in other people's shoes, knowing that there are people of color in Ozaukee County, friends of yours, or, you know, friends of friends who are going through, just have it harder than we do. And so to say, I don't need to worry about this, is not just, you know, putting yourself in a selfish position, but it's also hurting your community in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think also, because we're seeing this, it's really different from previous protests with Black Lives Matter. You know, we're seeing tons of white folks out protesting. And, you know, for some people of color, it's kind of like a been puzzling, like, why are white folks coming out? Like what is this? Where they maybe not have been there before. And I think that there has been this owning up of, this is not just a Black issue, this is not just a brown issue, but racism is perpetuated largely by white people. And so we need to be introspective and have conversations with ourselves and within our community. And I'm not going to push that responsibility off onto a person of color, but I'm going to take up that mantle myself. Is that something that you two are feeling?
Yeah, definitely. That's a lot of the reason why we wanted to do something, was because we saw all of this happening and all the protests, and we wanted some way to get involved and to stay involved. And I think that our group, Ozaukee Youth United, really allows us the chance, not just us, but also youth in our area, the chance to get involved and to have a voice.
Natalie Peters and Nathan Baker are both high school seniors and the founders of Ozaukee Youth United. They spoke to WUWM's Angelina Mosher-Salazar.